Click kaya959.co.za to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
You're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959. It's been a busy start to the new year, so much so that corporate companies themselves have also been in the headlines. Last week, Discovery Health caused a bit of a stir after it had shared notifications early in the month of December, in the weeks of December, essentially alluding to the fact that it had erroneously paid members for medical cover or services that they did not qualify for. Essentially, they had reached a limit, typically referred to as the ATM, annual limit, that had restricted the cost or fees and benefit that they could actually derive. Since then, though, there's been a significant level of interaction and engagement between certain Discovery Health members and, of course, also being represented by MediCheck. And now Discovery Health has come forward to medical scheme, has come forward to say that those particular impacted and affected medical scheme members will no longer be liable for the cost. And it's an average cost and payment of around 35,000 Rand. But to tell us more about this and to contextualize it so that we understand how, in the bigger scheme of things, it raises a lot of questions around systems, controls, and even the positioning of a business to try to get customers to pay for something that was an error on their part, but more so also the impact that it could potentially have had on medical scheme members. The cost, the liability, and just the relationship in terms of trusting your medical scheme provider. Mark Heyman, CEO of MediCheck, joins us now to help us unpack this conversation. MediCheck is an important organization. It's an independent medical scheme advocacy firm, which actually assisted many of these particular members in disputes with medical schemes and holds schemes accountable to regulatory standards. Mark, such a pleasure to have you with us today, sir, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, and good evening to your listeners.
Thank you for your time, sir. I know we've kept you waiting for quite a while, but we are really intrigued and appreciate you providing some context to this particular story. I must allude to the fact we have reached out to Discovery Medical Aid and they will receive their right of reply tomorrow. But I guess first things first, let's help contextualize just the concern that's been raised here, especially if we do relate to the timeline around the announcement that was made by Discovery Medical Scheme.
Okay, I think it's critical to understand. We held a meeting with the Discovery executive last Thursday. We were clearly told at that meeting by the executive that they picked up the error 7 weeks before the 18th of December. In their letter to members, they alluded to the fact that they had picked up an error only on the 18th of December. However, they had been working on fixing the problem 6 to 7 weeks prior to that. So if we go back in time, that error was picked up late October, early November. And all they were doing during that period of time was rectifying the error and ensuring that they could do the clawback on the members, which in our opinion as MediCheck is totally illegal.
Aha, got you. And isn't that also part of the frustration, is that essentially there's an error in your system, which is under your regulation and under your control as an organization. So where did the failures come through? Do we know why and how the system initially failed?
You know, it's impossible for us as a third party to interrogate the systems of the Discovery administrator. Now, I think it's critical for your listeners to understand there are two parts to a medical aid. There's your medical health plan, which is your plan, your relationship with the medical aid, of which your listeners are members, if they are members of any medical aid. Mm-hmm. So they are shareholders in that particular entity, which is a non-profit organization. The medical aid, in turn, has to have, in terms of legislation, an administrator to administer the payments of those funds. That is the organization where the error occurred. And that is critical to understand. So the error didn't occur in the medical aid. It occurred in the medical administrator, Discovery Health Pty Limited.
Aha, got you. Perfect. As you said, you've had several engagements with the medical aid scheme on Thursday after they made an announcement to try to recoup that particular fee from medical aid members. I'm quite keen to understand if there was any further reasoning or concerns and complexities towards the reason why they wanted to recoup the money instead of solving the challenge.
Well, I think you need to understand that the administrator is the profit-making arm of Discovery. being the administrator. And I think that our calculations, and we don't have access to, and we haven't been given privy to the exact amount involved, but based on the 2,000-plus complaints that we had from Discovery members, we estimate that value of the 16,000 members involved to be in the order of between 125 and 140 million rand. Mm.
And as you break this down individually, different members would be impacted differently according to...
The range was enormous. It was as low as 520 and it was high as 80,000 rand.
My goodness. And this takes us back then to the theme of the above the threshold benefit.
Okay, so that's something that most medical aides who have medical savings accounts do provide to members. So you have three levels of savings, for want of a better word. You have your medical savings account, which is the overdraft that the medical aid gives you at the beginning of the year, interest-free, which you pay off over 12 months as part of your medical aid contribution. Mm-hmm. You then have a period of time which is called the self-payment gap. That's a penalty period. If you have been to see doctors in excess, if you've had excessive medicines, that becomes your portion of the medical aid that you will fund out of your own pocket. You then have the above threshold benefit, which is that's called the ATB, which, depending upon your plan type, and there were only three plan types affected here. One was the executive plan, one was the comprehensive plan, and one was the priority plan. Now, the executive plan has an unlimited above threshold benefit. So you can claim as long as you've got, as long as you want, and the scheme will fund you in your above threshold benefit. On the comprehensive plan, that is reduced to 35,000 rand per member, and once you've utilized that amount of money, you will then go into an out-of-pocket payment situation. Mm-hmm. Now, you must remember that this error was unknown to the dispensing pharmacist at the time of dispensing the medicine, because he processed the prescription. Mm. The prescription was paid in full by the medical aid. The member would have got a claims notification to say you went to the pharmacy today, the 12th of January 2026. We have paid the amount to the pharmacy, and you're quite happy. You know, you're saying, great, it's been paid. It might have come out of my medical savings. It might have come out of my risk benefit from the scheme. You were totally oblivious, totally unaware that an error had occurred. So, you know, for Discovery to say that, you know, this was a 12-month rolling error, they have to submit monthly and quarterly financial results to the regulator. That's the Council for Medical Schemes. Mm-hmm. So even if they didn't pick it up in the first quarter, when you start seeing your claims ratios, particularly for medicines, which contribute approximately 35% of out-of-pocket payments by members, mm-hmm. and you start seeing that rise, it is time to do an investigation. Mm-hmm. That should have happened at the very latest during April of 2025. If not in April, it should have been picked up in June 2025. Mm-hmm. So the trustees of the medical scheme, the administrator of the medical scheme, because if you look at Discovery, it's got possibly the most educated and highly professional actuaries in its business. Why didn't they pick up that sudden growth per month in the payments of the costs of medicine that were rising dramatically? So, you know, we can't answer that question, and was it our place to ask it at our meetings with Discovery?
Mm-hmm. I'm glad that you've given us this context, because it puts things into perspective, and it almost seems as though there's a lack of transparency or clarity or clear investigation and disclosure around why there was a delay in actually finding this particular error. There's clearly a lesson to be learned here that might also be precedent setting within the medical aid and medical scheme and medical administrator environment. What are the takeaways, and how are you moving forward with it as Medicheck to seek some level of further accountability from Discovery?
Okay, so we're currently drafting at this point to every single affected member that we have access to, where we have poppy availability to correspond with those members. We will go out on social media. We did issue a press statement today, but we will be in contact with every one of those members, and we will continue monitoring each of their medical aid accounts with Discovery. In addition to which, we have requested the regulator, and that is the Registrar of Medical Schemes, to commence a Section 44 investigation, which is the highest level of investigation that can take place in a medical scheme by the regulator, to do a Section 44, which will be a full audit, a complete forensic audit of both the scheme and the administrator. So we have taken that action, and we have requested the Registrar of Medical Schemes to institute with immediate effect a Section 44 investigation.
Is this the first time this has happened in the industry?
This is the very, very first time anything, and I've been in the healthcare industry for 63 years. I have never known such a debacle, such a PR nightmare, such a... and I'm going to say this, terrifying event for medical scheme members. We had people crying on the phone, threatening to commit suicide. You know, you get a pensioner who all of a sudden owes 80,000 Rand or is claimed to have owed 80,000 Rand. These people don't have the money. They didn't have the money. And we took this on as a pro bono in the public interest to ensure that the members were protected.
On that note, I'm so keen, Mark, because it's so layered in terms of the lessons that we need to take out of this. Clearly, it also, as you've mentioned earlier, brings trustees into account, but also then adds a level of anxiety, but also trust that we need to try to reestablish as medical aid scheme members.
Correct.
With the schemes themselves. What does that look like, and what do we need to learn or take out of it from that?
I think the Discovery's call at 11:30 yesterday morning, when I was advised of their decision by Karen Sanderson, the Chief Operating Officer of Discovery, that they've made the decision to not do the clawback. I think that's the first step in reestablishing their trust with their members, and I think that's a very important decision. You know, I think you need to understand that for a member to move medical aid is a very difficult process. You have waiting periods that will kick in. So I think Discovery took that into account. I think the reputational risk or the reputational damage that they have suffered, you know, is going to take a long time for them to overcome that. And I think with all of the statements, and I will listen to your show tomorrow evening to try and get an understanding of what Dr. Ron Whelan is saying, my current understanding is that he's trying to use Regulation 59 of the Medical Schemes Act, which doesn't apply to members at all. That applies to healthcare providers where a clawback can take place, where there has been proven fraudulent activity. It does not apply to individuals and to members. If a member has been fraudulent in their dealings with a medical scheme, putting in false claims, giving their medical aid card to a member of family, yes, then the medical scheme may, with absolute pleasure, have a go at the member. But in this instance, problem occurred at the administrator. They made an error. They must carry the can, which they now have.
Such a pleasure speaking to you, Mark. This is definitely not the end of this conversation. There's so much more to learn, and we will follow up on the recommendations regarding the investigation that you'd like to see being conducted at Discovery. Well,
fantastic. Thank you very much for the opportunity to Google letter, as I say to everybody, January has been a very long year for Medicheck.
Yeah, I can imagine. I hope you get some time off. Everybody must be asking you, how was your holiday? You're like, what holiday? You've been
absolutely
cutting it off. But thank
it's
you, Mark.
It's been a pleasure speaking to you, and to you, and I hope that your listeners understood. If they need to contact us, your producer has our number. We're there to help members from 71 medical schemes in any form of problem that they might have.
100%. Medicheck.net.za. Would that be correct?
That's correct. Absolutely.
100%. Thank you so much, Mark.
Okay. Thank you very much, Google Effort.
Mark Hyman, CEO of Medicheck, joining us there tonight. Medicheck is an independent medical scheme advocacy firm. They do assist members with disputes that they might have with medical schemes. So think of them as that intermediary body, should you have a challenge with your medical scheme. And more than anything, as Mr. Hyman has mentioned, this is really precedent setting, just in terms of understanding the dynamics at play, how this error occurred. And outside of that, just the impact it has, though, on South Africans who are medical aid scheme members, especially in an economy where being on medical aid, having access to medical aid cover, is really deemed to be quite a luxury in our economy, as private access to private healthcare is deemed as having access to better quality healthcare. That should not be the case, and that's why we know that there's ongoing calls for universal healthcare and access to it, and that is a priority. But if it comes at a cost, and where South Africans are being told, well, the error is on our part, you didn't know that you actually had gone over any particular limitations, that is the concern. But glad to see that Discovery has done an about turn on this particular matter. We will speak tomorrow to a representative of the CEO of Discovery Health in particular, Dr. Ron Whelan, who will give us some feedback from the business's perspective. Stay with us. You are listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959. Share your thoughts, views, comments and opinions with us. If you are an affected or impacted medical aid member what was called a clawback in terms of payments, but that will no longer be taking place, let us know. We're quite keen to hear your views, and we'll also make sure that we address your questions on the show tomorrow.
Click kaya959.co.za to download the Kaya Biz podcast.